Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris here.
Chris.
Oh,
so I'm kind of curious this week.
Yeah.
I would like to think, between the two of us, I'm a little bit more the technical guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little more knowledgeable as far as computers and things that...
100% agree.
What they, yeah. And I got taken by an AI fake this weekend.
Dude.
And I sent it to you. And
yeah,
then I looked into it a little further, and man, I fell for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just kind of a primer
for what's going on today,
what we're talking about in our episode today, because my critical thinking glasses weren't on, and in this day and age, apparently, you need those on all the time.
Unfortunately, AI is getting really good at trying to fake us out, because they can sound pretty close to right anymore, so you gotta be careful.
And hey, you know what isn't fake? How much we appreciate our listeners.
Yeah, true.
Thank you guys for tuning in week after week. I get to see the numbers climbing week after week. That's amazing.
I love seeing our magnos. Hey, three new people have listened to. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Amazing. People that reach out to us on info@themeadhouse.com or on our Facebook little posts or messenger thing on the site. Amazing. We appreciate it so
much. We really
do. That interaction is fantastic.
And by all means, keep asking questions. Keep bringing things up. Just gives us more grist for the mill.
Exactly.
And we love every bit of it.
More stuff that we're... one of these days, I'm not going to have some random deep fake that I'm going to have to talk about on a show. And we'll have questions to answer instead.
Okay. And if you got questions, we got answers.
And I'm not heartbroken about that, guys.
No, not yet. But, I'd like to answer a few questions because I'm an answer kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Answers are nice. The other people, of course, we need to thank.
Box and Barleycorn. Yeah. Box and Barleycorn has been with us since the beginning. It's our second year sponsoring us, and they are fantastic.
They have anything you could want as far as a home brewer goes, whether it's ingredients or equipment or just the advice and the knowledge base to help with whatever project you're working on, whether it's beer-related or, kind of the other big ones like beer or cider or wine, or even, the random stuff like yogurt or cheese or kombucha.
Yeah, anything fermentable, they've got the stuff, they've got the knowledge, they've got the recipes, and they have the passion for it. We really appreciate their sponsorship. And if you go talk to them and you order online, you get our discount, MHP10.
And MHP10 is the discount code, gets you 10% off your order. They're already competitively priced, so they know who they got to compete with.
Yeah.
That just, that saves you a little cash, probably covers your shipping, tax, whatever, and just that much better.
And I've been there recently. After a little bit of research into the big box online thing that I don't talk about, there are so many things online. They say, this is a complete kit. It's not. But Box and Barleycorn, their kit is a complete kit. The only thing you need to add is water.
You know what else I saw? I was kind of poking around on their website. They have a mead ingredient kit. You just get the honey, two packs of 71B yeast, Fermaid O, and some Gopher.
Yeah. And if you got your equipment, you got your mead now. Yeah,
if you've already got the gear for it, then that's all you need. And those kits, you can get like Sean's Hawaiian honey in that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it's
so good.
It's just a little bit more expensive than like the Cooper's or the Wyandotte County honey that they have in one of those options. It's a great deal.
Yeah, and Sean's honey is Hawaiian honey. Mm-hmm. I've said this before, I'll say it again. He almost gives it away. The price you're paying is so minimal, and it's from Hawaii. And come on, guys.
The quality. I've ordered four different kinds, and I've tasted another dozen or so at between Box and Barleycorn and Valkyrie's Horn, and there is not one of them I'm not really interested in doing something with.
Yeah, they're all really good. So, hey, get hold of Box and Barleycorn. Get your stuff. Start your meat journey because they've got what you need, man. It's great stuff.
It's fantastic, and it's lovely working with them. It really is.
Yeah.
I was in there the other day in preparation for my key lime pie challenge, which has gotten more ambitious.
Yeah, you went with whole fruit.
Oh, I'm doing whole fruit. I'm doing additional juice. I'm doing a beer-ish step.
Ooh, okay.
We're looking for that crust, right?
Yeah, looking for that crust.
And I was checking out a video our buddy Garrett from Man-Made Mead put out a year ago, maybe a little less, where he was making a key lime pie mead.
Really?
And he did the first part of brewing beer where you let it sit at like 150 degrees mm-hmm. and then you do the rinse to get the grain out. And I looked at his grain bill and I said, he's kind of in the same ballpark I was going in with using flaked wheat,
mm-hmm.
but he did other stuff, but maybe I could do something different. So if I remember right, the predominant one the predominant grain that he had was a brown malt.
Okay.
I switched it up to a special roast, which has a lot more of the bran flake kind of flavor.
Okay.
I think that's going to do nice things for us.
Awesome.
The second most populous one he had, if I remember right, maybe I'm getting the order wrong, was a Gambrinus honey malt. And honey malt is one of my favorite hacks for making a braget
Okay.
because it's a malt that has a honey character. So if you're making something with honey in it, it just bumps the honey character. So I
Nice.
left that in there
Oh,
because
excellent.
honey, who doesn't want
Yeah.
that? And then
Isn't
he also,
that what
yeah,
this is
exactly.
all about?
Yeah. And he also had some two-row, which is like the most basic American backbone brew kind of whatever. And I said, oh, I could do something better there. I'm going to switch that up and make that flaked wheat. So we
Okay.
get a little more mouthfeel. We get a little bit more body. It's unfermentable sugars instead of fermentable sugars. So we're going to have to rely on a little more honey, but can do that.
I'm
What
not sure
else?
on honey right
Not either.
now.
And I'm willing to put some honey into this.
Okay.
Moreover, though, like you alluded to before, I went whole fruit. Last night, I zested and juiced 48 individual key limes.
Jeez, man.
Here's the thing. That seems like a lot of key lime.
They're small.
They are. That's 60% of the key limes I bought for this project.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Right. I've got another 2 pounds worth of key limes to go.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on here.
Well, I'll tell you about, the one I'm starting up with. I haven't got it yet, started yet, but I've put together it. I'm looking for the right cherry flavor, your Bomb Pop one, because I need that sweet cherry. I'm trying to stay, I want it to be almost artificial, but actually be cherry. So, if Bomb Pops, cherry as a kid is cherry. But we're adults, so I have to play with that a little bit. I'm kind of playing between the Bing cherry and the Rainier cherry, see which one tastes better. And but for the lime, I am kind of going your way. I'm getting lime juice and lime zest for my lime mead.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to put the two of those together and see if they play well. But my wife says, I know you love playing Witch Doctor. This is almost a direct quote. I know you love playing Witch Doctor, but just in case, make two separate ones too, just in case. That's what you want. I said, yeah, I wish I could say my wife is wrong, but she's normally not.
No, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I would need to look again, but a couple of years back, that big box store did have like some kind of ridiculous pack of, I want to say it was a good price on like 4 individual gallons of cherry juice that
Okay.
I made into a cherry mead that unfortunately got a secondary infection.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
I'll look at it. I'm not opposed to looking, but right now I want the right flavor. I'm tasting through the things I can find to get that.
Well, in worst case, you could also think about back sweetening with a cherry juice
Yeah.
or cherry concentrate, because I've done that with a black cherry concentrate from health food stores at one point, and I like the result I got from
Excellent. So obviously this is a huge competition because we're helping each other out here. But
that.
hey, we're keeping you updated. Now, the mead of the day is from Avangard. It's a blackberry cherry mead called
Bear's call.
Bear's Call. Thank you. It's a funny script. The font is very confusing to me. Without being a dead horse, it's red.
Yes. It's not as like opaque red as we're used to with some of these reds. It is a little bit more clear and see-through. Maybe it's still a medium red, ruby red, but it's just not as opaque.
Oh, very fruit forward, which is a good thing. I don't smell the honey much.
I almost get a little young yeasty character on it, actually.
I smell that, but I don't smell the honey, so I know it has honey. I know it's a mead, but
Yeah, no, the berries are front and center.
I'm not mad about
I get a little honey, like right around the edges.
it. I had to agitate, but yeah, I maybe I'm not, I'm not I don't have the best sense of smell, so maybe I'm not sure of it. But the taste is nice. Got a nice tanning quality to
It's
it.
very, yeah, it's a little, it's not as sweet as I'm used to from Upguard, actually. It's a little heavier in the tannin and acid balance than sweetness.
It's 14% by volume. That's all it really has on it, but I don't think the bottle will survive.
No, it's blackberry and it's cherry and it's nice, and I think we're going to have a great time.
Yeah. What we want to talk about today, Jeff sent me, unfortunately, he was tricked by AI.
A lot of my video watching, I I think I'm as guilty of this, whether it's podcasts or YouTube videos, as anyone else. I will put something on and then go do other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's folding laundry or making dinner or what have you. And I wasn't paying attention when the video started.
But if he had been, I'm confident Jeff would have caught it because
Sooner.
I did.
Right. And at first, the basic gist of the video, I don't want to link to the video and
No,
give
I'm
this
not gonna.
guy.
No.
I think the video, for what it's worth, only had like 30 something views. So it's not getting a lot of reach.
But it was categorically wrong in many ways.
Right.
That was this is our biggest problem. They alluded that Costco honey was not actual honey.
Right. The Kirkland basic honey is.
Was a honey water or honey syrup.
It had been adulterated.
Yeah.
The adulterated honey was the main thing. And
Washed out with corn syrup or whatever they
yeah.
use to do that. Like when you go to KFC, there's the honey syrup.
And they did mention some other honeys. I think he claimed to do, the video claimed to do nuclear kind of analysis testing on something like 10 most popular brands. And I know there is some truth to some of the brands that they've mentioned have been investigated or have been found to be suspect. This is really hard to prove short of nuclear
Yeah,
testing,
doing it ourselves.
right? Like full spectrography and kind of stuff like that. Because over the years, and we'll talk about some of the ways that you can detect fake honey later, but they've gotten more clever with
Oh, yeah.
it. And, is Costco's Kirkland honey that we have recommended as like our, what do we want to call it, training wheels
Yeah,
or
training wheels, our base honey.
right, just a real easy, simple way to get a good amount of honey at a decent price?
Yeah. Is it honey? Short
Yes.
answer, yes, it is. It largely comes from Argentina, but it's a blended honey, but it's from just honey sources.
And it's probably very filtered. They probably do a lot of temperature processing and try to get a consistent.
They do pasteurize.
Right.
They have a raw honey there. Costco has a raw honey.
And depending on your locale, I'm pretty sure that you have different honeys from different locations. They have a raw honey, they have more local honeys depending on where you're at, but the basic Kirkland signature
Honey
honey,
is honey.
and they're honest about the fact that it comes from Argentina. That's on the bottle.
Yeah, I mean they're not making bones about this, but I will defend them in saying this is actual honey.
Right.
Now, altered honey is like I said, you can be cut with corn syrup or any other number of sweeteners or simply water.
All kinds of things.
Yeah.
Corn syrup, rice syrup. I've heard people have added things like gypsum
I've
or
not heard that one.
like calcium carbonates into it for the right like consistency to get the
Is any
sort of
clothing? Yeah.
right to play nice. But one of the things that kind of like gave me a point to do research, and I'll also further mention, this video didn't have any sources for the testing that it supposedly did. And a
Yeah.
lot of these guys that do legitimate sources, I'm sorry, legitimate product testing,
They'll cite their sources.
right? Or they'll publish it somewhere that you can look up the results and things like that. No white papers on this whatsoever.
No.
He also mentioned, and it was also one of the things, okay, this is probably fake. They mentioned two class action lawsuits related to Kirkland honey being fake, which do not exist.
No.
I've looked very extensively. This is not to say that Kirkland products are not faultless. There are some other
They're not faultless. They have some products that are not
right.
entirely what they appear to be. Almost every place has that. But doing some due diligence will do serve you well. Doing diligence will serve you well. However, Kirkland honey, and both Jeff and I both jumped into that research dump and said, wait a minute, we've been recommending this for a while.
Right.
If we owe you guys an apology, we want to say it.
Right. We need to be able to say, hey, definitively, if this is if we were wrong, we want to be able to take that back.
Yeah, we
And
want to say
this
we were
became a,
wrong.
okay, well now we have something to talk about because
Yeah.
we got God. I got God.
Yeah.
And I let my buddy get God.
Yeah. Well, and it happened. I'll be honest. Jeff is the more technical person. He is the smarter of the two of us. I will freely say that. That is not even a boast. That is a fact. However, when he says, hey, this is God, what do you think of this? And when he presents to me as, I think this is true, I will take that. I have to research myself to find out if it's true or not. And sometimes I don't. And often I don't. I judge John for this, right? But when they said Kirkland honey is false, I was in there, breaks.
Yeah,
Stop for a second.
wait a second. Now, here's the thing. I did a lot of research on this whole class action lawsuit because I'm looking for anything that is close to or approaching actual documentation that we can cite as sources, right?
Yeah.
Gold standard. Nothing shows up for Kirkland Honey.
Yeah.
However, Kirkland Honey is verified as a true source.
Yes.
True Source, along with Dutch Gold Honey, were named in a pretty big lawsuit, along with like a half dozen other companies of various sorts, by, don't remember if it was a couple beekeeping companies or associations, but they had a half dozen plaintiffs and close to a dozen defendants in this case.
But wasn't that the case that was thrown out with prejudice?
Yes, that case was thrown out with prejudice because
It was false.
essentially, the plaintiffs could not provide any evidence to meet the government's demand for, hey, you're accusing these companies of doing this. You're not citing a lot of direct cases where they've actually done this. You're not citing any direct cases where they've done this. This is all basically hearsay. And so they've thrown it out with prejudice, which, if you're not familiar with legal language, means basically you're not allowed to bring this case and you're not allowed to refile this case.
Yeah, with prejudice means this is the last time we're going to see this. But that brought up something for me and Jeff. We'd like to talk about not artificial, but honey syrups, things that are not pure honey.
Right. Well, and that one of the things that I heard about, one of the things they recommended in this video was the test for fake honey.
Which
The
is?
test they recommended, take cold water and drizzle honey into it.
I think I've seen this one before.
And if the honey like stays at the bottom and stays thick, then it's real honey. If it kind of starts to dissolve, it's fake. Except that really depends on the kind of honey you've got.
Yeah.
Thinner honeys will readily dissolve.
Yeah.
Thicker syrups will absolutely hang out and stay thick.
And it's also a time factor. If you're okay, within 5 seconds, you may have something there if it's heavier honey. Because we dissolve our honey in water all the time to make mead. I mean, that's just part of our process here. I don't like that test just on the surface because if I'm using a light clover or a light, even any light colored mead, I cannot guarantee that test is even close to accurate.
Right. It's you're bound to get as many false positives as false negatives on
Yeah.
that one.
I think you'd be more accurate flipping a coin at this point.
There's something to be said for that. Another one that I came across was the burn test, or the fire test, as they call it, where you take a matchstick, you dip it in the honey. I'm air quotes honey. I'm sorry, it's an audio, so you have to take my word for it that I'm air quoting.
He's actually acting for him. He's air quoting.
And you set it on fire.
The
Well, apparently, natural honey will burn more readily than a sugar syrup will. With sugar syrup will smell like burnt sugar. A natural honey will burn more readily. Except, no, it won't.
it's sugar.
It's a hyper saturated sugar solution.
Yeah.
It has more natural impurities in it, so it's going to burn like more dirty, I guess. You're probably going to get little pops and sparks and stuff. Whereas a sugar solution would just kind of caramelize or just kind of give you that burnt smell. But
That's not like I can't buy that simply because sugar will burn
right.
regardless of origin. I can't believe honey would burn in any horribly amount of difference from corn syrup.
This is straight far and away, it's got to be folklore, I think. I don't think there's any legitimate way that test worked.
Is there any tests you know that do? Because I did not look these up.
One test I heard of that used to work. Remember, I was talking a few minutes ago about how at one point they were putting like calcium carbonate or gypsum and stuff like that into honey to get the right consistency at one point. That was one of the early adulterated tests, sorry, adulterated processes they were doing.
Okay.
For those earlier processes, you could dilute some of that honey in water and add a few drops of vinegar. And if it was adulterated with calcium carbonate or gypsum, that raises the alkalinity of the honey to a point where it's kind of wrong, and it will start to foam when you add the additional acid in the vinegar.
Okay.
But they haven't been doing that for decades.
Does it work?
If they're doing the old, decades-old version of adultering,
But they
yes.
don't do that as much anymore.
That hardly anybody's doing that. There's
Okay.
way easier and cheaper ways to do it these days. One of the first things they'll do for adulterating honey is do a heavy filtration. The major identifier for honey is pollen, right?
Yeah.
It's where the honey comes from.
Yeah.
It's the nectar of a flower, and you get pollen from the same thing. By stripping out the honey of its pollen content, it's kind of like cutting the fingerprints off of a criminal before they go commit a crime. Where it came from and all that locale is kind of gone.
So you get rid of it, you lost all the pollen in the honey.
Right, it's less traceable that way.
Okay.
Another thing apparently they're using these days is like rice syrup or corn syrup.
That was very common, I know.
Rice syrup is apparently the new favorite these days, just because it has a consistency similar enough to honey that.
It kind of surprised me because corn syrup is much more plentiful.
Yes, you can get either of them fairly easily
Yeah,
from
that's
what I've
no
been
argument, but corn syrup is prevalent, especially in the American market.
Yes, I from everything I've heard, it's not necessarily Americans that are doing this. At one point, I had heard that there were companies in East Asia buying up apiaries in like Ukraine and Belarus as a source for some of the honey that they were using to mix into their fake honey. Like, here's a little bit of column A that we're going to cut, one part honey to four parts syrup or something like
Yeah.
that, so that it has at least an appearance of a little bit of pollen to it or something like that.
All right. Well,
This is a crime kind of thing, and criminals are ever evolving in their practices, so it's kind of hard to say who's doing what now. That's what I heard years and years ago, and it's probably changed a lot since then, just because there's a market for
here's the bottom line for me. When using honey, I
it.
like using actual honey for one thing, the taste. I think it ferments cleaner. Or cleaner, I'm air quoting that cleaner. If I was, you can ferment honey syrups. You can ferment corn syrup or rice syrup
Or raw sugar.
or raw sugar.
You can mix table sugar into water and make a. Yeah, no, that's. People do that all the damn time.
And it's actually you can do it. But the part that makes honey honey is the pollen and the other 200, 400 pieces of other stuff in the honey.
Right. All the little flavor components that come along with the nectar, and there's probably some little bee parts in there.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm not worried
sorry
about
about that.
that.
But
I filter myself. I'm good. Can you use honey syrups? Yes. Are you going to get the same taste results? More than likely, no. Mean, you can cover it up with back sweetening, you can do a lot of things, but how many extra steps do you want to take to make your a quality product?
as far as quality levels go, I still really like the Kirkland honey for
Yeah.
the compromise. Is it the best honey on the market? Is it the best, most flavorful honey you can make a mead from?
No,
No.
not even close.
But if you want a honey to start making mead with, and
There's
you're
a Costco near you.
right, and you're worried about, reducing your outlay for those first few batches that may or may not come out at all, there are
Kirkland's
worse
good.
ways to do this.
There are a lot worse ways to do this, and we still are going to stand behind Kirkland because it's honey.
Yeah, it's honey. It's a good quality honey at that. The true source verification is the strong one for me, because it is not the best honey in the world, but at least we can say, hey, we have a chain of custody from the beekeepers that sourced this in Argentina to the company that packaged this to,
The shelf
right.
at Costco.
Has it been heavily processed, probably very high heated and filtered? Yeah,
Yeah.
but
But it's still real honey.
we can at least say that much.
Yeah, and I'll stand behind that. The other thing I want to talk about today, my son-in-law, Jerry, a while back, roughly the time he was got to marry my daughter, a little before, a little after, talked about mad honey. Well, this episode talking about honey would be a good place to bring it up. Mad honey is from Nepal,
It's also from parts of Turkey,
parts of Turkey.
because it is honey that is sourced from a couple different species of rhododendron.
And the bees are larger than standard honeybees. I mean, they're significantly larger and significantly meaner. This honey, because it's from rhododendron, it has hallucinogenic properties,
Supposedly.
supposedly. Now, we've seen people online talk about, oh, yeah, I guess this. Medically speaking, on the medical profiles I've looked up, low dosages, you can be relaxed, you're a little bit euphoric, it's cool. Really, really high doses, it could potentially cause cardiovascular, neurological, and problems and apparently rarely death. I don't know that he's been recorded like that, but.
From what I've heard, a lot of the negative interactions with this are actually middle-aged to older men taking it for
Enhancement in the bedroom.
as a replacement for the little blue pill,
Yeah.
and they're the ones that are, and they're overdoing it, and they're having some problems
Yeah.
more than anyone.
But okay, guys, if you have not heard of Mad Honey, no fault, no foul, no loss. As I understand it, it tastes a lot like just kind of standard honey. It doesn't have a whole lot of different taste. It tastes like honey. If you're trying for something with a slightly hallucinogenic property for a little bit of a fun trip, there are easier ways to do it, man. I don't recommend it.
I'm not sure about making a hallucinogenic mead in general, but we priced out, like, what was it, 1,000 grams?
1,000 grams. 1 kilogram of mad honey would, the best price I found was $195.
So basically, and did that include shipping? Was shipping free?
I think they didn't mention free shipping, so probably not.
Okay, so $195 before shipping,
Before tax.
before tax, before shipping, for 2.2 pounds of honey, which is it is
You
it
could make a gallon, but you're playing light.
right? It's maybe 12 to 14%, maybe, depending on how thick it is. Easily a session, okay. But the point is, that's really expensive.
It's really expensive
And
to potentially get, oh, I feel good today. No, have a beer.
It's been a while since I was in college, easily a decade and a half, but I'd have to go to the trouble of finding a dealer, but I have a feeling we could get shrooms or something for a lot more shrooms than we could for a pound of honey.
Guys, no offense, Jerry, if you happen to listen to the show, we're not doing it. We're not putting
It's
the outlay. He wants to start making mead with me. My son and my daughter getting the house of their own.
nice.
He's designated half the basement to his mead making. He wants me to make mead with him.
How big is the basement? How big is
It
that outlay?
the his basement is a full basement in a three bedroom house.
So he's got a pretty good space
So he's got a
for
good
it.
space for it. And he said we can put it, and there's a water main there. We can put up a sink in there so we can wash things out and just keep it all right there.
I hate how expensive utility sinks are.
Yeah, me too.
It, for a plastic sink on plastic legs, it should not run $80 to $150.
I agree, but I need the deep sink, so I put my buckets in there. So yeah, take what you can get. But he wants to start making mead with us,
Nice.
and I'm nothing but encouraging on this. He's a great son-in-law. I could have had come up with much worse. But as far as Mad Honey guys go, it's gonna, we saw at least one thing online about the guy, and he had some psychedelic scenes in his video, and that I'm sure they're AI and all that, but
I get the feeling, looking at the actual research we've done on the effects of this, it's more psychoactive than it is psychedelic.
yeah.
I don't think you get a lot of hallucinogenic quality so much as just, I feel good. I'm kind of high.
Yeah. Okay. But I wanted to bring that up because Jerry brought it up. And I wanted
Fair.
to cover that because we were covering honey anyway. There it is.
And it's a little fake if they're pushing it's, oh, it's psychedelic. I see.
No,
No, it's
it doesn't appear to be.
right. Probably makes you feel good, but there's lots of things that make you feel
Yeah,
good.
a glass of wine can make me feel good. I don't need to get
Hey,
right.
mead.
Yeah, mead.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, we can absolutely, I don't need a special honey for that. I get. And I've said, how many times have you said this? I get my mead for a flavor. I mean, I add to my fruits, I add to my spices, all those other things, but I get my meads to impart a flavor.
The point of it is to enjoy drinking it. The alcoholic buzz you get, oh, that's nice.
It's nice.
It's a side effect, really. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. I mean, I'm a nearly 60-year-old man. I can have a drink. Bottom line is, especially if you're just starting, I cannot think of a single person I've met in mead competition, the master mead makers I've met over the few years I've gone to those events, that said, yeah, I've done that. I'll be honest, I haven't asked, but I think that would have come up in conversation at some point.
Mead, mad honey mead. The mad honey, it does not look like it's easy to source. It looks like it's a premium. It may rival Manuka honey for an unjustly high premium, Because that stuff is also just stupidly expensive for no good reason. other than the hype.
So save yourself some money, save yourself some headache. God forbid you get mad honey, try to make a batch, and it goes south on you. Then you're out 200 in honey for a session. But back to sugar, honey syrups. Can you use them? Yes. I think you're missing out on flavors.
Right.
Don't feel confined to finding pure honey if you can't find it easily. Most places you can find some honey at.
Right. And generally speaking, you're going to be able to find a beekeeper near you that has honey of some kind. There are so many beekeeping clubs all over this country, and the larger members of those clubs probably have a stock of honey they'd be happy to sell you. Whether it's at an affordable price compared to what you're finding at Costco, it's up in the air. And like I said before, I've had some local honeys that just had some weird flavors that I did not enjoy, and I had to work extra hard to cook.
But by the same token, Box of Barleycorn has Hawaiian honey at a good
Right.
price.
And moreover, if you're active on Facebook, look up Sean Harris.
John Darrell Harris.
I haven't seen a lot of posts from him on Facebook groups, but I
This
haven't.
is his busy time of year.
Right. And I haven't been browsing a lot of the Facebook groups lately very much. So,
Life gets in the way.
but usually once or twice a month, or when he's got big harvests, he'll put a note on a couple of the bigger groups like, hey, I've got macadamia nut honey or what have you.
Okay, guys, to tell you what Sean does. Sean keeps bees to take to farms to pollinate the crops with bees, and they wait till the bees gather back in, he takes them home. His byproduct is honey. His job is pollinating farms. So you're helping him out by, you're helping out his farm, helping him be more viable, him a little more profitable if you buy his honey, that he's giving you a great price.
Right, he's not making a substantial profit off of this. It, as I understand it, including the shipping cost that is beans, for shipping out of Hawaii to the continental United
Like 10
States.
pounds for like 120 bucks, last I saw.
Right, that includes the shipping.
Yeah.
God, it's a good price for some really good honey.
That's really
It's
good
really
honey.
unique. It's really interesting. It's fun to play with.
Can't tell you, we cannot expound on the virtues of Sean at this
Right.
moment.
Yeah.
It's really good honey. It's fabulous to work with it. If you put it over toast, you're not gonna be mad. It's good. But he has recipes, he has kits for making honey. I bought his boar's blood mead recipe. It's pretty darn good. And I messed it up a little bit.
The guy has definitely found his little niche in the mead making hobby world. We're not a big group, by any means, but we're a passionate group.
Oh yeah, we love what we do. But guys, I think we kind of wrapped up for the day here.
I think so.
But don't be afraid of honey syrups per se. We recommend actual honey,
Right.
and we were still going to say Costco has actual honey. Kirkland is actual honey.
That true source verification is a great thing to look at. Dutch Gold is another, they're a big honey company, and I believe they were instrumental in forming that True Source organization in the first place. They have pretty reasonable prices if you're willing to pay out for like a big 5 gallon pail too. And one of the best meads that I've made, according to other people, was from a blueberry blossom that they sent me. So
There you go.
there you go.
And the True Source Honey is truesourcehoney.com. Just to make sure I had the right address, I looked up on my computer right here, right now. They will verify it's honey. Make it easy on yourself.
Kirkland is not the only company using True Source. A lot of companies do it. You can look for the True Source on the label, and it at least gives you a point of reference to say, yeah, no, there is a chain of custody from beekeeper to packer to harvester, processor, what have you.
To your shelf.
Right.
You know what you're getting is honey. So we recommend it. Looking into it. Guys, appreciate you coming around and joining us on the porch today. Jeff, thanks for having me over.
Chris, see you next week.
Take care, everybody. Happy meeting.